WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department's Facebook page posted yesterday that one of the two firefighters burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire has been dismissed from a burn unit. Ricky Manti is staying in Galveston with his family as he will continue almost daily trips to the hospital for physical therapy. The second burn fireman, Mitch Moran, is reported as making great progress and improving every day. And thanks to the Bryan City Council, more information is coming out about the $91 million GlaxoSmithKline drug manufacturing plant coming to the BioCorridor. Chuck Condorla was among those at this week's council meeting, revealing the local impact once production begins.
There's an estimated $80 million in real and personal property investment forecast in Bryan College Station, with a $3.75 million payroll annually at this facility.
Mayor Jason Bayensky says 7,000 jobs will be created.
I think the impact, according to Ray Perryman in his report, was about $400 million that would come into our community.
According to the Research Valley Partnership, groundbreaking will take place this summer. The College Station City Council will take up nearly $9 million of projects during this evening's meeting.
5 years ago, voters approved a bond issue that included extending Jones-Butler Road from Luther to George Bush, connecting to Penberthy Road on the A&M campus. Tonight, the council will consider a $3 million contract to extend the street with sidewalks, bike lanes, and street lighting. Another $1.5 million will be spent to repair Bird Pond Road from Rock Prairie to the city limits. Then there's more than $2 million going into laying almost 1.5 miles of new sewer lines along Bee Creek, from Bee Creek Park, crossing Harvey Mitchell Parkway and ending west of Welsh Avenue in front of First Baptist Church. This is the first of a four-phase replacement. And there are a couple of things in Northgate. One involves a new electric substation at University in Welburn, where the city will pay $1 million between land and a transformer. And the council's been asked to let staff buy the remaining land needed to create a loading zone along University between the former College Main and Lodge Street. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
250 jobs are available in one location today. The new Scott and White Hospital in College Station is holding a career fair. Human Resources Director Bob Schubert says they'll be interviewing for a wide variety of positions.
And that'll cover everything from nursing, rehabilitation services, our nutritional services, radiology, environmental services, which includes our housekeeping and also our maintenance, pharmacy, patient services, business office, HIM, which is Health Information Management Department, will all be present and doing interviews on site.
The career fair will be today from 2 until 8:30 at the Hilton. A large part of the Texas winter wheat crop could have been damaged by hard freezes in the last few days. A lot of the wheat-growing area saw temperatures in the teens and low 20s. Texas A&M agronomist Travis Miller says the crop is at a stage that's susceptible to freeze damage.
Wheat is very advanced in growth stages this year because of the mild winter.
Miller says the exact extent of the damage won't be known for a week or possibly longer. And the drowning of a baby at a Caldwell motel led to the discovery of illegal narcotics and the arrest of the parents. Police Captain Charles Darling says 36-year-old Michael Fredrickson and 24-year-old Samantha Lang's irresponsibility led to the baby's death.
I got warrants for both mother and father, and I was informed by CPS that the mother failed a drug test and the father refused to take one. Went ahead and got an affidavit and was able to get an arrest warrant on both parents for possession of a controlled substance and for endangering a child.
Darling, who attended the baby's autopsy, says CPS has the couple's other child, a 2-year-old, in custody and are looking for a safe foster home. And finally, earlier this week, the Texas House passed proposed changes in public education that, among other things, reduce the number of standardized tests from 15 to 5. Senator Charles Schwertner also supports fewer tests as part of reform measures.
Now, I'm on the side of increasing our flexibility in career and technology options and workforce preparedness. I want all the options so that every student can succeed. And try to reduce also our high-stakes testing that we have in place currently.
The Senate proposal also calls on 5 standardized tests. And for the second time in as many weeks, College Station police report that a drunk driver has crashed into a home. Late last night, 21-year-old Curtis Schroller O'Brien was arrested after his truck allegedly left the street on Leona and hit two mailboxes, a tree, and a parked car before striking a house. No one was injured. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia as part of the Infomaniacs. We still have most of the crew here. Kat is here as well.
Hey. Although, you know, I do miss Scott.
I do, too.
I've been thinking you and I are kind of like sugar and flour, and Scott is like the salt and butter. And so our cookies just are not as quite as exciting without the butter and salt. If Infomaniacs were cookies. But we're not, so never mind. Moving on.
Yeah, let's do the weather.
Cloudiness has moved up out of the Gulf of Mexico and across a large section of eastern Texas. We'll have lots of clouds today, high 70 to 75. Here and there, the sun may be able to peek through. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, maybe a few breaks of sun, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, near 60. Mixture of clouds and sun Saturday, with highs somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 56 here at WTAW, and I'm Kevin O'Connor. And under the definition of what could only be imagined as, well, to be real honest, just hell on earth.
What is this, Barney 2?
No, it's a small,
oh, small world.
World.
Why are you playing it?
Well, back in 2009, Disney World touring and John Martinez got into a little scuffle. Why? Because Mr. Martinez, who was in his early 50s, was paralyzed and has to use a wheelchair. He got stuck on the ride for about 30 minutes at the very end scene where this is what you hear over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Oh, my gosh.
You've never been on it, you know.
How would being stuck for 30 minutes make you paralyzed?
No, he was paralyzed. They couldn't get him out. They evacuated everybody else from the ride.
But they didn't play. Oh.
So $8,000 later, there you go. Let's check the Dow real quick. Yeah, he won the settlement. And after having to hear that song for that long, I can imagine.
The latest real estate statistic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. About 1.5 million homes on the market since the beginning of the year were in some stage of the foreclosure process or owned by banks. Realty Track says the foreclosure inventory for the first quarter was up 9% from the first 3 months of last year. The number, though, is nearly a third lower than the peak hit at the end of 2010. BlackBerry released its quarterly results this morning. The smartphone maker had a bigger than expected profit, 19 cents a share, up from 2 cents a year ago. The numbers reflect the first sales of the BlackBerry Z10 phone, but the company reports it lost 3 million subscribers over the last 3 months. KFC introduces new kids' meals today. Little buckets come with chicken, applesauce, a side dish, and a drink. And buying unnecessary items tops the list of financial mistakes people owned up to in a new
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, and the community leader sponsored segment on today's show is brought to us by our friends at Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company, the total solution for copiers, printers, scanning, and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print service and computer IT service solutions. 774-2200. Again, 774-2200. And we're on the phone with John Rainey. How are you, Mr. Rainey?
How you doing, Kevin?
Very good, thank you. So what's going on? I know you guys have been very, very busy.
This has been the busiest week I think we've had. We had two bills that were very detailed and somewhat contentious. They passed easily, but they had a lot of amendments over to them. We passed yesterday out of the House, we passed HB 4, which is the water. It's not really the water plan. The water plan has already been developed for a number of years, but it's a method of financing these water improvements that we need desperately because of the growing economy and the drought, frankly. But that bill creates a water infrastructure bank called the State Water Implementation Fund of Texas. It'll be a fund that other governmental bodies can go to and borrow money from and do the things that they need to do to improve their water facilities, whether it be a building a lake or improving the water plant where they or distribution system where they're having a lot of leaks. They can borrow money to do that. All sorts of things they can do that will get more money, more water for our money. How's that?
That sounds about right.
And it's something that's needed. The water plan was passed about 10 years ago, and maybe a little longer than that. It has never been implemented because there hadn't been any funding for it. So this is a big step in the right direction, we think. Then on the day before, we passed HB 5, which is a public education bill. That's a bill sponsored by my classmate at A&M, Jimmy Don Acock, and he's chairman of Public Ed. It expands the course options and increases some flexibility in all of that selection of classes. It reduces those in-the-course testing, which there have been a lot of complaints about, from 15 down to 5. And it also allows for AP exams, SAT exams, and ACT exams to meet graduation requirements, which so it kind of cuts down some of the problems that we've had with so much testing. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, there was quite a bone of contention on that for quite a number of years.
Yeah, that's right. So I think we're making some improvements. Laid out in House Bill 1114, which is something that County Judge Dwayne Peters wanted, which will restore the county court to its constitutional jurisdiction, so would allow him to handle some more things if need be.
So what do you see on – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go right ahead.
That's okay. It was voted unanimously out of judiciary and civil jurisprudence earlier this week, and I think it's going to local consent calendar, and we'll see how that works out, but it should pass.
So what are you looking for on the horizon then?
Well, next week is going to be the
even more busy?
Yes. I've been on serving on appropriations, and the Senate has already sent over their appropriations bill. We've substituted in our version, and that'll be voted on next Thursday. I'm told that it could go from early in the morning until 2 o'clock at night, depending on how it all works out. But there's usually a lot of amendments offered to that. The
good thing is, in a way, is that the money's set. If you are going to change something, you have to pull money from one area and give it to another. So that makes it a little more difficult. But if we allowed it to just add money, then we would go over our budgeted amount, and we can't do that. So it's going to be a long day, and I kind of look forward to it because I sat on that appropriations committee, and I think we looked at it very hard and have added a lot of money to education, and we're doing okay. There will be some other special bills that come about. I think we're going to have a special bill related to highways at some point and funding them, and that's going to be interesting too.
Mr. Rainey, I appreciate your time very much.
Good to talk to you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is now 8:21. Coming up in just a moment, it's the Aggie Report.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Allen Honda celebrating the really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie baseball takes its 5-1 SEC record to Columbia, South Carolina for the first of three starting tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on this series against the Gamecocks in Columbia. The Aggies 5-1. South Carolina's gotten off to a 2-4 start, including three losses in Fayetteville to Arkansas last weekend. Texas A&M and South Carolina have just a one-game history as far as baseball is concerned, and it was in the big one, the 2011 College World Series, back on June the 19th of 2011 at the TD Ameritrade Park. Aggies would end up losing that game. South Carolina and A&M tied at the end of one at 4 apiece. Nobody scored again until the bottom of the ninth, and it was the Gamecocks. They won it by a final score of 5-4. So that's the only game between the two. Texas A&M and South Carolina, the first of three tonight at 6:30, Friday night at 6:30, and 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Gentlemen, when you're ready to make a great impression at an important event, perhaps a graduation, a job interview, or a wedding, you need to go to Sonny's Barbershop, the real man's barbershop. The experts at Sonny's always make your hair look its best. But why wait for a special occasion? You deserve to look your best all the time. So get your next haircut at Sonny's and discover for yourself what I've known since I came to Aggieland. People notice the Sonny's difference. That's why I get my haircut there. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 825. Your forecast brought to you by Uniting Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy today. Temperatures will be getting milder as we get closer to the weekend. Highs today 70 to 75. We'll have clouds in the forecast for tonight with lows of 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Tomorrow night it's mostly cloudy with lows near 60 degrees. During the day on Saturday we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun, and highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
It is 56 here at WTAW, and according to a new survey of retired people, they have a lot more fun than you do, if you're not retired.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, the average retired person takes 3 vacations a year, has 4 good friends, and goes out with them 3 times a week. More than half of all retired people say they exercise more now than they did when they were in their 20s and are in better shape than when they were working, which really isn't that big of a surprise.
Right.
Nearly half of all retirees say they're doing things now that they didn't have time to do when they were younger. And 1 in 10 have gone back to school, 1 in 9 want to learn a new language, and 1 in 10 are planning to get a dog. And I'm wondering how many of those 1 in 9 are going to do the Rosetta Stone thing. Because it's on television all the time.
Infomercials, yeah, during daytime, absolutely. And that's one of those studies, too, where I'm sitting there going, did we really need to do a study on that? Retired people have more fun than working people, really?
It gives you something to look forward to.
That's true.
I mean, there's a bright side to all of this,
at least.
And this quick one for you. Where do you think the happiest place in the United States is?
Disneyland?
No. Believe it or not, the happiest people in the U.S. are in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Really?
Not sure why, but maybe they have some secret that we don't know. Gallup just released its annual list of U.S. cities ranked, and they ranked Lincoln first.
It's because Tom Turbeville's so close by.
That's entirely possible. They just beat out people of Boulder, Colorado, who have, you know, unlimited use of things that make them happy. Burlington, Vermont, they have maple syrup.
Yeah.
And let me see. On the other end of the scale, Charleston, West Virginia scored the lowest, finished by Huntington, West Virginia, Mobile, Alabama, and finally Beaumont, Texas.
Really?
Not the best place in the world to live, apparently.
Huh.
All right, we'll get to your headlines coming up next with Kat.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
You know, the springtime has arrived, and so as a result, we feel like we're going to be seeing temperatures going up rather than going down, and that is what happens. And we've had a pretty mild winter, which was nice. Keep your fingers crossed that'll continue. But the folks at Intercon want to remind you that only in the very coldest weather do you possibly see that your windows are not doing what they should be doing, and that is keeping that outside air from creeping into your house. But that air exchange is going on all the time. You just may not notice it when it's really cold. They're not energy efficient in the winter, then they're not going to be energy efficient during the summer. And that's where Intercon comes in. All it takes is one phone call to Oscar and Brad Beard, the folks at Intercon. They'll come out to your site, have a look at your windows, and then they'll make you some suggestions as to whether or not you should replace the windows or repair the windows that you have there. They'll give you the estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when you deal with Intercon. But the other thing may be that you're about to build. If you bring in experts to talk to you about other parts of your home, why shouldn't windows be one of those? Because remember, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy efficient. So get an expert when it comes to windows. That's Intercon. 823-3639, Intercon.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of crashing his truck into a College Station home on Leona while intoxicated. Police report that late last night, 21-year-old Curtis Schroller of Bryan hit two mailboxes, a tree, and a parked car before crossing the street and hitting a house. There were no injuries, but this is the second drunk driver hitting a home since last Wednesday. The Bryan firemen, severely burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, continue to make great progress. The fire department's Facebook page reports Ricky Manti was released yesterday from a Galveston burn center. He and his family remain close by as he continues hospital trips nearly every day for physical therapy. Fellow firefighter Mitch Moran is improving every day, according to the Facebook post. And it's not often one employer is looking to fill 250 positions at one time, but that's the goal at the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station. Human Resources Director Bob Schubert says they're holding a career fair today at the Hilton.
That's a daunting task, but one that we're up to. All of our directors and our managers are involved, which will be about 10 people from the local hospital here. We have five staff members coming from our corporate headquarters in Temple, along with all of our HR staff, and that'll be three of us that'll be doing that. We're hoping we will be able to attract approximately 500 people.
More information about the fair, which is today between 2 and 8:30, is on our website at WTAW.com. Tonight's business for the College Station City Council includes a proposed funeral home, requests from the police department, and possible changes to the animal control ordinance.
The council will take up a unanimous planning commission recommendation to rezone land along the freeway southbound service road between Stylecraft Builders and a self-storage business. Developers want to build a funeral home along the frontage road as the first of a three-phase project that would also allow office and some commercial businesses. At the beginning of the month, Police Chief Jeff Capp said the mass shooting on Fidelity Street last August identified the need for more rifles, ammunition, and heavy body armor. The council is being asked to spend $180,000 to ensure all officers are properly equipped. Chief Camps is also asking to add two new officers that would be dedicated to the new unit, primarily covering the Northgate District. That's a cost of $190,000. Proposed changes to College Station's animal control ordinance includes, among other things, ticketing owners when animals are left in a parked vehicle or trailer for more than 5 minutes when the temperature's at or above 85 or at or below 35 degrees. There's a six-page list of what constitutes a dangerous dog and how they're to be handled, and falcons and hawks are allowed if the owner has a state permit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This week's announcement in Austin of a $91 million drug manufacturing plant coming to the Bryan College Station BioCorridor pointed out the benefits to the state. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayansky says one economist estimates the local impact at $400 million.
And spinoffs and helping the economy over the next 25 years, you know, you're talking about 7,000 jobs.
Bryan Councilman Chuck Konderla at this week's meeting says there will be an $80 million increase in property investment and the estimated payroll will approach $4 million annually.
They said they would not have come if the infrastructure were not there. We argued not too long ago about whether or not we should have overpass at the Health Science Center corridor. I'm so glad that people with vision have been in office in Bryan the last several years.
Groundbreaking of the GlaxoSmithKline plant is expected this summer, according to the Research Valley Partnership. A large part of the Texas winter wheat crop could have been damaged by hard freezes in the last few days. Texas A&M agronomist Travis Miller says a lot of the wheat-growing area saw temperatures in the teens and low 20s.
We have a real potential risk for our wheat crop. The more advanced the growth stage of the wheat, the more susceptible it is to spring freeze injury.
He says the crop is at a stage that's susceptible. And it's still unknown exactly what events led to the recent drowning of a baby in a Caldwell Motel bathtub, but Police Captain Charles Darling says parental drug use and irresponsibility played a large part.
At that time, both of them were crying. Like I said, that's pretty common for most people. But when I served the warrants on both of them, they didn't show any remorse whatsoever. It just seemed to me like it's like they couldn't care less that it happened.
Darling says a search of the motel rooms yielded enough information to obtain two arrest warrants each for 36-year-old Michael Fredrickson and 24-year-old Samantha Lang. The parents are still jailed, and a second child is in custody of CPS. And much of this week's attention in the state legislature has been on public education. Senator Charles Schwertner says there's more than the proposal to reduce the number of standardized tests.
And there's been a great discussion about curriculum redesign. How much rigor versus how much flexibility should be in our curriculum here in the state of Texas for our public school students.
The House has passed its reform package, including reducing the number of standardized tests from 15 to 5. WTOW News Time is 8:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Season or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 838, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and time to check your forecast.
Cloudiness has moved up out of the Gulf of Mexico and across a large section of eastern Texas. We'll have lots of clouds today, high 70 to 75. Here and there, the sun may be able to peek through. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, maybe a few breaks of sun, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, near 60. Mixture of clouds and sun Saturday, with highs somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
57 at the studios of WTAW with Kevin O'Connor, Miss Kat McMullen, and
yeah,
we're also
morning.
Joined by Jordan Meserol, who's going to have to take off here in just a little bit to go to his real job.
To go to the other job, yes.
But in recent history, the Pinkies Up crowd drank wine. More and more, though, people are turning to microbrews and the snobbery and connoisseurry, if that's a word. If it's not, it is now.
Yes.
Has gotten, like, a big, huge expansion.
Are you talking about this because I told you that I was inventing my own liqueur?
No.
Okay.
I stumbled across five things online that I don't want to say that I didn't know because I certainly don't know everything, but from Gizmodo, five things that you didn't know about beer. There's actually a term for studying beer and beer making, and it's called zithology.
Oh, I think beerology sounds funny.
I do too, but zithology if you are trying to become a connoisseur.
Interesting.
The first drunk driver was a guy in a chariot in ancient Egypt around 2000 BC. He ran over a lady. You ready for this? Yeah. They knew how to handle drunk drivers in Egypt at 2000 BC.
Did they drown him in beer?
No, he was crucified for it.
Ugh.
And I don't mean that in the figurative term. Hops in beer come from the same family as, Miss McMullen, the master gardener, any idea?
I know it's a vine. I've seen it. They're a little berry. Are they related to gooseberries? No, I don't know.
Marijuana.
Marijuana?
The hops and beer come from the same family of flowers as marijuana.
Just because I'm a gardener doesn't mean I know everything about marijuana. I'm just going to put that out there.
Pardon? let me see. When the British tried to ship beer to India by sailing all the way around Africa, it would go bad. So they added extra hops, which made the beer more powerful and bitter. Those beers were known as India Pale Ales.
Oh!
Or IPAs.
Okay, which IPA also stands for the International Phonetic Alphabet, so don't get confused.
One could not go without the other. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself. And there is a phobia for the empty beer glass.
Oh, really?
Cynosolecophobia.
Bless you.
Cynosolecophobia?
I think I sprained my tongue. I'm not exaggerating. That's it. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, well, very well done.
17 letters long.
Wow.
So it's a phobia of having an empty beer glass?
Yes.
So do you just have to keep getting your glass filled, or what's the? What are you afraid of?
One would think that yes. My guess is it happens in fraternity houses quite frequently.
I didn't realize they drank beer out of glasses. I thought they drank them out of, you know, barrels and stuff and on their head and dumb stuff like that.
When I was in college, it was a plastic cup.
Yes. I was going to say probably just whatever device they can find to put the beer in that, they'll drink it out of that.
No word on beer playing games, however. There was nothing in the survey about that.
Oh, well.
You remember the homeless guy from just before Christmas?
The one who lived in my alley?
No, not your homeless guy. Not your hobo. Back in November, our hearts were melted by a New York cop who saw a homeless guy sitting barefoot in Times Square. Went to the Skechers store, bought $75 boots for him, and the photo on Facebook went viral and like almost a million people saw it, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, they decided to follow the guy, 54-year-old Jeffrey Hillman. He was fed up with the being exploited because he didn't get a dime for all the media attention the story was getting about him getting shoes. Remember, it was a really warm, fuzzy story, and then the guy turned into a jerk. Mm-hmm. Well, it's gone even further now.
Yeah, the homeless guy, though, not the policeman,
turned into
a jerk.
Right. On Sunday in the New York Post, they followed Jeffrey from Times Square and watched him head right back to an apartment. He was counting a huge, huge wad of bills. When they confronted him, he admitted he isn't homeless. He's a con man who poses as a homeless guy.
Are you serious?
Makes hundreds of dollars a day, upwards of $250 a day, works about 200 days a year, makes roughly $50,000.
What?
Tax-free a year. As for the shoes he got from the cop, he had admitted that he owns about 30 pairs of shoes and boots.
Man, so I could be getting $50,000 and sleep in as late as I want if I just go be a hobo at Times Square?
Something like that, yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Well.
I've heard that story before as well, even out of Austin. You know, in Austin, it's just about every corner there's a panhandler, and I've heard before that they found somehow that one of the panhandlers there was making like $20,000 a year just in Austin, standing on a corner.
From the friend of a friend, I didn't actually know the person, he would travel from Austin to Waco every weekend. He would spend about 8 hours, you know, 2 4-hour days, mm-hmm. and then just kind of hang out and have a good time in Waco, and was clearing roughly $25,000 a year working just weekends in Waco, Texas.
As Waco people have big hearts lots of homeless people.
He was an IT guy, and he was already pulling down just shy of 100.
What a jerk!
And he just did it because he could.
All right, listen, everybody out there. I'm claiming Texas and University right now. That's my corner. Y'all stay away from me.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Hansen about our veins and Drew Johnson about our health and wellness. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot.
call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. To make the most impact with your shopping dollars, Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:45 now, a quarter away from 9. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies today. 73 for your high. Winds out of the south, 5 to 15, so a little less gusty than it was yesterday. Cloudy tonight, off to 56, and for Good Friday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's going to be mostly after lunchtime, so if you have daytime plans for your Good Friday, make sure you get them done early, just in case. High tomorrow, 74, and then both Saturday and Sunday will up your rain chance to a 30% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 78. As you head back to work on Monday, pretty much the same forecast for you. We're going to see 30 to 40% chance of rain and highs in the upper 70s. It is 57 at WTAW. And how about a fire station in a small town that's in violation of its own fire code?
Oh.
In Helena, Montana, it cracked out. Excuse me. In Helena, Montana, a crackdown on fire.
I thought you were making a joke.
No, I choked for a second. Crackdown on fire code violations on its own fire tower. The landmark structure was built with wooden shingles in 2010, a violation of the 2008 regulation. The whistleblower was a homeowner who in 2011 had been sued by the city over the same roofing violation.
Ooh.
You know that guy walked in with some swagger and went, ahem. I'm pretty sure you guys can't do that.
Hmm.
Let me see. What else do we have? A crook too stupid to live. A woman in Athens, Georgia, came home Sunday afternoon to find a stranger sitting in her living room using her laptop. The young lady who was using the laptop apologized, grabbed her things, and ran. But because she was in such a hurry, she left her Facebook page open on the computer screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Athens police say they ID'd her from her 18-year-old from her University of Georgia page. She was a University of Georgia student, obviously. She was caught in the act because she was in the middle of a chat with someone online, even providing the address of the house that she'd just broken into.
Oh, my gosh.
She was trying to set up a rendezvous with her fella.
Oh, at some stranger's house?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah, that's a little creepy, isn't it? Surprisingly, a phone number was also listed on her Facebook profile. Unsurprisingly, she did not answer when the police called. Gets even weirder, though, because the Athens Banner Herald, because they called her Goldilocks, and she had broke in and was ate while she was there as well. So now they're actually trying to hunt her down because they think she's, you know, they call her the Goldilocks Bandit.
Was the porridge too hot or too cold?
I think it got too hot there because she had to bolt. An Idaho city councilman dialed 911. Why would you do that? Because somebody made fun of you.
Oh, that's dumb.
Not making this up. New York Post says Colton DeJure, the Col de Jour, which is the area where he lives, I guess. Councilman Steve Adams explained to police that he felt threatened when a lawyer called him a name at the city planning meeting. He called him a moron.
That's hardly threatening.
No, not hardly. I can't fathom that. I'm going to freak out so much, I'm going to call the
I'm
police.
I'm calling 911. How old is the city councilman? Like 10?
Doesn't say. Oh, here's one for you. Mattel toys cars such as Hot Wheels, Matchbox, and the Tyco RC bring that company about $1 million in sales a year, but it's not quite enough. They're kind of concerned because there hasn't been really much increase in those things for quite a while. It's not that it tests poorly. It's not that they're marketed poorly or even made poorly or that they're made in Japan. What they're blaming it on is moms.
Oh, yeah?
Moms who don't get how to play toy cars with their boys. Mattel spokesman said moms don't really get why cars, engines, and all the shapes and crashing and smashing are so cool. So to help moms, the company is adding play guides for moms on its website. And hosted a bunch of mommies that are bloggers to teach them why little boys like cars.
Well, at least moms are more likely to read the instructions.
Hey, I resemble that remark. I built an entire bedroom from IKEA and never opened up the instructions, not once.
Well, you're just a genius.
No,
then.
Has nothing to do with being a genius. I think it truly has something to do more with the dyslexia.
And you had 8 hours of free time.
Yeah, that too. But it's to look at the picture. I can build it to look like the picture. If I have
yes,
to follow the instructions, I get lost.
Pictures. I need pictures too.
It is 8:50 now on WTAW.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8:51 now on WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for the vacationing Scott DeLucia. Earlier this morning, Kat was jokingly saying about our diminishing resources and that trees were going away and the like. Well, America's millions of miles in rivers and streams, according to the EPA, are in horrible shape.
Really?
1/5 of the rivers and streams are in good enough biological shape to support health populations of aquatic life. Some 23% were classified as fair, and a shocking 55% were considered poor.
Mm.
Excessive nitrogen and phosphorus levels were among the biggest problems found, with conditions worse in the east than in the west.
So stop fertilizing your lawn, right?
Use dung, I guess. I don't know. 26% of rivers were classed as poor in the western mountain areas, while 70% of rivers and streams from the Texas coast to New Jersey were in poor condition. EPA spokesman says, we must continue to invest in protecting the resources of our nation's streams and rivers as a vital source of our drinking water, provide many recreational opportunities, and play a critical role in the economy. I was surprised to see that it was that high.
No kidding. It sounds like, I don't know, Fern Gully or something.
Well, but the wow, I haven't heard that name for a long time. Robin Williams plays the crazy cartoon bat.
I've actually never seen that movie, but it just... It's sort of lumped in there with the world is being destroyed kind of
sort of
stuff.
Well, one of the speculations through the course of the story, as you read down, it's the end part of a blog, is the guy is saying that the EPA has been caught in so many fudges lately.
That's true. They have had some scandals.
That they're wondering how much of this study is actually true. Of course, EPA comes back and says, oh, it's absolutely true. We promise, we promise, we promise.
Well, just like everything else you said, you liar, EPA. I should have never believed you.
Oh, my. Goodness, Kat. Since we were talking about the Wallatorium, they've got a surprising problem. They've got more stores and not enough people.
Huh.
The company simply does not have enough employees to restock the stores.
Mm.
Store workers tell Bloomberg News the retail giant has added 455 U.S. stores over the last 5 years, but its workforce has dropped by about 1.5%, give or take.
Oh.
About to 20,000 fewer people to put toilet paper and stock on the shelves. As employees' ranks are thin, other problems bubble up, like longer checkout lines and customer service lines. A Walmart spokesperson denies anything is amiss, but the company's sales growth has slowed, and its own CEO reportedly admitted last month that it's getting even worse at stocking shelves. He pinned the blame on the fact that we run out quickly, and the new stuff doesn't come in as fast. So he's blaming it on shipping problems and not people to actually put them up. But employees agree they are gaps where merchandise is missing, said one California department manager last month. We are not talking about a couple of empty shelves. This is throughout the entire store, in every store, and some places look like they're going out of business.
Wow.
Now, I haven't seen that here.
Hmm. Well, I've had trouble finding things sometimes, but I don't know if it has to do with because we have so many people or what.
Yeah, I would imagine with the college workforce here, it would be easy enough to find people to help stock the shelves. But if they're not getting the stock to put on the shelves, I could see where that would run into a little bit of a problem. All right, we're going to wrap things up for you here in just a shake here on WTAW.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts, no matter what you want to call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. And at RV Station in Bryan, you don't have big city overhead. That simply means you can get that dream RV and save thousands of dollars when compared to the competition. The philosophy is simple at RV Station. The best price in the country on the country's best brands. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. It sleeps eight. It's just $199 a month. And don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And according to a new study, one other study that proves that I'm well below average, if you've listened to the show for more than about 5 minutes, you know, we're spending about 33 minutes a day on Facebook. So are you, so is the person sitting next to you. And so is everybody else. I, however, am not. Study found the average person visits Facebook 14 times a day and now spends a total of 32 minutes and 51 seconds, almost 33 minutes on Facebook every single day. Now, if you put pen to paper, and you don't have to do that, especially if you're driving, that comes
Please
out,
don't do it if you're driving.
That comes out to about 200 hours a year or almost 8.5 full days.
Mm.
8.5 full days on Facebook. Can you believe it?
I believe it.
And let me see. CBS, by the way, renewed 18 shows. Two and a Half Men was not one of them.
Well, aren't we talking all the time about how that show's kind of rough? Like, it started out good and then it got bad.
It is, but I think it still makes them a lot of money.
Ah.
All right, today in Histoire, coming up next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't pay retail for a new car or truck. Tom White Chevrolet is suspending retail pricing. We're on pace to set a new sales record for truck month. To reach our goal, we're sacrificing profit to sell extra cars and trucks. Bubba Dixon here, and we have over 200 new Chevys available. We're overstocked with inventory and ready to make deals no other dealers can touch this Friday and Saturday at Tom White Chevrolet. Like a new 2013 Silverado Crew Cab for $25.5. Only $25.5 for a Texas Edition Crew Cab.
Guaranteed savings, guaranteed great service. Tim Light here, and now the Chevy Silverado comes with the best pickup coverage in America. 2-year, 24,000-mile maintenance program at no extra cost.
For the best truck month ever, we'll make any deal happen. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, bigger discounts. We'll make that deal happen at Tom White Chevrolet. But don't wait. We can only hold down these prices until 6 p.m. Saturday. Tom White Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Price plus T10L includes rebates and dealer discounts. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today in history, back in 1973, Wilt Chamberlain hung him up. Retired from Take two. In 1973, Wilt Chamberlain retired from pro basketball. He had played 1,045 games over 14 years. 1984, in the middle of the night, Robert Irsay moved the Baltimore Colts team to Indianapolis, which caused a whole lot of people, me included, to be extraordinarily upset. And on this date in 1986, 6,000 radio stations of all formats and ilks stopped down simultaneously at noon, or I'm sorry, at 10:15 to play this.
What is it?
We Are the World.
Why did they do it today?
There comes a time. In 1986, I don't know. This is, they'd all recorded it. It had stemmed from them all getting together after, I want to say, the Grammys or the American Music Awards. It was a huge, huge deal that they were like, we've got all these stars together. Let's try and raise some money for Africa. And this song sold like 64 kajillion copies.
That's cool.
And that's only just slightly now an overstatement. But everybody was in it. Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers, Michael Jackson. That's Kenny Rogers right there, if I'm not mistaken. And don't forget, today is Something on a Stick Day. So if you're feeling a little peckish...